One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Cork Today on C103.
Residents from Kilcully and Ballincroakig staged a protest outside City Hall yesterday. It was over a lack of progress in road safety measures within their area. Green Party Cork City Councillor Oliver Moran joins me to talk about this from a council point of view. But firstly, I'm joined by Joan Lewis. Now, Joan is the chairperson of the local residents group. Good morning to you both and you're welcome to the programme.
Hello, Patricia.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Joan, can you firstly outline what is going on in your area and what exactly are residents looking for?
Right. First of all, we're looking for pedestrianisation that we were promised and traffic calming measures. Because at the moment, the volume of traffic coming down our road is unreal and the speed they're travelling at. And the amount of accidents that have been there. And, a lot of the traffic is coming off the Mallow Road, coming down Kilcully, taking a shortcut down into Ballyvillan or wherever, right?
Yeah.
So
it's a busy road.
It's extremely busy.
It's a rural road, but it's a very busy road.
Exactly. And we have no traffic calming measures, no footpaths. These are things that we were promised 3 or 4 years ago. And nothing has ever happened. It's just been put back and put back.
And of course, over the years, Joan, many houses would have been built in that area. So there's lot more people living there.
Yes. You see, we have no problem with houses being built in our area once the infrastructure is put in. But it's not been put in. We've been promised and promised by Cork City Council. And there, a couple of years ago, while we were still in the county, County Council put a boulder in at the junction, a traffic calming boulder, right?
Yeah.
And Irish Water came along. They were fixing a pipe, a water pipe. They dug it up and they threw our boulder away and never replaced it. And ever since, we've been promised and promised that they'd put it back and it's still not put back. And it did mean a lot to us because it slowed down the traffic coming into the junction. So that's another issue with us. And in recent times, there have been 5 incidents in our area. One was my neighbour's wall was knocked, crashed into, and whoever did it just drove off. Then a pole was knocked at 6 o'clock in the morning. Whoever did it just drove off again. And we were a week without the internet. And then there was one serious accident outside my gate. That was 5:30 on Sunday evening. So then you had another one at 7:30 up in the top of Kilcully, 7:30 on a Monday morning, another crash. So the one that happened outside my gate, there was a couple going up home to Whitechurch, and this fella came flying down and crashed into them. And the poor woman was in agony. She had to wait 1.5 hours for the ambulance. And it was the same then on a Monday morning at 7:30. That woman had to wait, I think it was 2.5 hours for an ambulance.
Yeah, well, that's an ongoing issue. We don't have enough. We don't have enough
ambulances. Yeah.
But I'm really taken aback that you don't have footpaths.
Oh, we are too. We have been campaigning and campaigning. As I say, we've been promised and promised, and it's still not happening. So that's why then we were outside Cork City Council yesterday. We had to do it. And I think it's very unfair in us that we have to go and protest to get these things done. So at the moment, no. We're still there to say
The lack of footpaths must make it very unnerving for parents of children trying to cross the road.
Yes. There are students walking down the road at, say, 8 o'clock in the morning going down to get the bus out to Carrignavar.
Yeah.
And every morning when I see them going down, I say, oh, jeez, they'd be next in one of these mornings because it's, you know, the speed of the traffic coming down. Plus then you have the scout hall where there are scouts coming in from different countries and they're walking up in groups up to the scout hall and they think they're safe on the road. But no, one of these days, something will happen.
Yeah, children don't see the dangers.
Not at all, unfortunately.
Let me bring in Green Party Councillor Oliver Moran on this. Good morning to you, Oliver.
Hi, good morning, Patricia.
And you're welcome to the programme. You're obviously well aware of what's been going on here and how the residents feel about this. They were promised funding. Why has work not been undertaken when funding was allocated?
I suppose, just to give a bit of background, Kilcolly is one of the areas that has recently come into the city. So when the city boundary extended in 2019, Kilcolly was brought in. And actually, Joan and her neighbours in Kilcolly were one of the first groups that we met. Now, it's been, as you've said, it's incredible that areas like this have been left without footpaths. And Kilcolly isn't the only place. Up in Glenmire, same way, many parts of Glenmire, same way with Darney and Tower. And it's an objective of the City Council to put in these footpaths because they're really desperately needed. I mean, Joan has done a great job there of explaining it. Like the number of serious road traffic incidents that have happened on this stretch and nearby is just simply astonishing and very serious. Some have resulted in fatalities. Others, you know, haven't resulted in fatalities. But that's only just by
the luck of God.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what City Council has been doing since Kilcolly has come in, we have developed a scheme designed, approved, and that was agreed in February 2023. Now, from the point of view of councillors and from the point of view of residents of the area, it appears to have become stalled since then. There hasn't been any practical work, I think, over that period since.
Do we know why?
Now, there are engagements with landowners. It's a very significant development. It's a kilometre and a half of footpaths, all the associated pedestrian crossings, a bridge, even public lighting. So it's quite a significant development. It will involve negotiations with landowners. Now, I don't think that has been progressing as quickly as it can do.
But we need to. That's what needs to happen, Oliver. If you need to talk to landowners, the council need to start talking to landowners.
I fully agree. And I think, like what Joan expressed yesterday, and what the protest yesterday expressed, is what the councillors of the area are also feeling. We're quite frustrated now at how this is progressing and how it's not been progressing for about 12 months from our point of view. So I think what the next steps after the protest yesterday is that I've already promised, I'm the chair of the local committee, and I've promised that what we want to do is have a sit down with the engineers and officials who are leading this project in order to understand why is this not moving ahead and what are the practical things that need to happen in order to get it going.
And get dates and timelines from them. Because it seems ironic that we're here talking about an area that doesn't have footpaths when we're losing so many people on our roads. There was 44 pedestrians died last year. We already have a number of pedestrians who have been killed this year. I mean, if you don't put in a basic thing like footpaths, and you've got the Road Safety Authority scratching their heads as to why pedestrians are being killed.
Yeah. And also, look, from a Green Party perspective, lack of money isn't a problem. There is money for active travel to be demanded. And what we often see is how cycle lanes, the money results in cycle lanes. But what an awful lot of people demand is essentially footpaths. And this what you know the project in Kilcully,
and there can't be anything more basic than a footpath.
Cannot be anything more basic than that. And so, really, from my perspective as a Green Party councillor, this should be a shining light of an example of what active travel really means to people in the community. And it's not like a place like Kilcully, like it's very close to the city centre. There's an awful lot of amenities in there. There's a scout hall. There's a football club. There is a cemetery. There's a pub. There's places where people want to travel to on the road. Hopefully, from this time next year, there will be a bus. I honestly don't know how a new bus service in the area.
Actually, can I just bring Joan back in on that when Oliver is talking about active travel? Is it true you don't have a bus?
No.
Where's your nearest bus?
Top Dublin Hill. But listen, Patricia, right, we're 3.5 kilometres from Patrick Street.
Yeah.
Right? We can't walk into Patrick Street anymore. We have no bus. We had a bus 30 years ago and it was rerouted. We never told anything about it. But we've been promised for the past couple of years that we were getting the bus, we were getting the footpaths, and every year it's been put back. So I just can't understand.
You're like
it.
The and forgotten people of Cork. You really are.
Recently, Patricia, we thought that the compulsory purchase was happening, and it's not, because I've been onto the residence and nobody has been contacted within the 2 years that we're waiting for all these things to happen.
Okay. Well, listen, I think you've done a lot to raise the profile of this issue. And I know yesterday you couldn't have got a worse day weather-wise to go out and protest.
Know.
So, well done. We'll keep in contact with you, Joan.
It's just very unfair that we have to do that.
It is.
And Dublin Hill now and Blackpool, we're in the parish of Blackpool.
Okay.
And they've been very supportive of us as well, I must say.
Okay. Look. Keep up the fight, and we will keep in contact with you. And Oliver, we will definitely keep in contact with you as well and update us.
Thanks,
but listen, thank you for that, and thank you for...
Patricia, before you go, I would like to thank the residents of Whitechurch, Carrignavar, Kilcully and Ballincroakig that turned out in such bad weather yesterday to support us.
All right. God bless.
Thanks a million,
mind
Patricia.
Yourself.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Joan Lewis there, chairperson of the Local Residents Committee of Kilcully and Ballincroakig, and also on the line, Green Party councillor Oliver Mourn.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.